Ottawa. A record labor shortage and rising wages may seem like good news for workers, but labor leaders say employees aren't seeing the gains that corporations are experiencing amid sky-high inflation. Canadian Labor Congress President Bea Brusque says workers are feeling the pinch as the cost of living rises. Canada's year-over-year inflation rate was 7.6% in July, while wages grew by 5.2% over that same period. Meanwhile, Brusque says corporations in industries like oil and gas have been posting record profits. Addressing that imbalance, she says, is one of the priorities of the labor movement going forward. It's making sure that we actually meet the affordability crisis by addressing inflation and by having governments look at the gigantic profits that many employers are reaping right now, Brusque said. The NDP have been pressing the federal government to extend the windfall tax levied on financial institutions to oil and gas companies, as well as big box retailers. But some economists are wary of windfall taxes over concerns they could scare away business investment. According to analysis conducted by David MacDonald, a senior economist with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, after tax corporate profits reached a historically high percentage of the total Canadian economy output in the second quarter of this year. In contrast, MacDonald found workers' compensation as a share of gross domestic product trended downward, falling to the lowest level since 2006. It's pretty clear that we're seeing record high profits, and record high proportion of our economy is going to corporate after tax profits as opposed to workers' wages, MacDonald said. The Economist says the current windfall tax is very limited, and suggests expanding it to the entire corporate sector. Ottawa and District Labour Council President Sean McKenney says there are some businesses that undoubtedly took a hit during the COVID-19 pandemic, but seeing the high profits of some corporations has been frustrating for workers. That bugs workers in general, because, again, the fairness is not there, McKenney said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 5, 2022. Najod Al-Malley's, The Canadian Press.